This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Russia's foreign minister on Tuesday warned Ukraine it must demilitarize, threatening further military action and falsely accusing Kyiv and the West of fueling the war that started with Moscow's invasion. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Sergei Lavrov said Ukraine must remove any military threat to Russia. Otherwise, he said, the Russian army will solve the issue. He also insisted Ukraine and the West were responsible for the 10-month war, which has killed tens of thousands of people and displaced millions. Lavrov reiterated that the West was feeding the war in Ukraine to weaken Russia and said that it was up to Kyiv and Washington how long the conflict will last. In an apparent reaction, Ukrainian presidential adviser Mykhailo Podolyak tweeted that Russia needs to face the reality. I'm Karen Chamas.
The U.S. Supreme Court is keeping pandemic-era limits on immigration in place indefinitely, the AP's Ed Donahue reports.
The case will be argued in February, and the stay will be maintained until a decision is made. The limits are often referred to as Title 42. It turns away most people who request asylum at the border on grounds of preventing spread of the coronavirus. Immigration advocates sued to end the policy, saying it goes against American and international obligations to people who want to come to the U.S. to escape persecution. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says the administration is advancing preparations to manage the border in a secure, orderly, and humane way when Title 42 eventually lifts, and will continue expanding legal pathways for immigration. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Oslo-based group Iran Human Rights said Tuesday at least 100 Iranians arrested in more than 100 days of nationwide protest face charges punishable by death. This is VOA News. Nigerian police say they are investigating an officer who shot and killed an unarmed pregnant lawyer after she left a Christmas church service. Timothy Obuza reports from Abuja.
Police in Lagos condemned the Sunday shooting and say they're holding the officer and his teammates in detention pending the outcome of the investigation. The victim, Omobolanle Rahim, was on her way home from a Christmas Day service when the officer shot at her family's vehicle at a checkpoint in Ajah, killing her and her unborn child. The motive is unclear, but according to local media, the officers were conducting a stop-and-search operation. The incident has triggered widespread criticism of the police and Nigerian authorities by citizens and rights groups, including Amnesty International. Timothy Obiezu for VOA News, Abuja, Nigeria.
The UN Security Council on Tuesday called on the Taliban to reverse policies targeting women and girls in Afghanistan, expressing alarm at the quote-unquote increasing erosion of human rights in the country. In the latest blow to women's rights in Afghanistan since the Taliban reclaimed power last year, on Saturday, the hardline Islamist rulers banned women from working in non-governmental organizations, sparking international outcry. The 15-member UN Security Council said in a statement it was, quote, deeply alarmed by the increasing restriction on women's education, calling for the, quote, full, equal, and meaningful participation of women and girls in Afghanistan. U.S. military police, along with state patrols, will keep people from driving in parts of western New York, where more than 30 people died in what's being called the worst snowstorm the region has ever seen. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Erie County reports most of those deaths in Buffalo. Executive Mark Poloncar says too many people are ignoring the driving ban in Buffalo, making it difficult, if not impossible, for emergency vehicles.
People are trying to drive around in little Honda Civics.
Poloncar says at the height of the storm, when snow was 4 feet and drifts were even higher, emergency crews could not reach some in need. There were resulting deaths, many found in cars and snowbanks. Meanwhile, President Biden has approved an emergency declaration, clearing the way for federal disaster funding. Julie Walker, New York.
A Brazilian official said Tuesday President-elect Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva's inauguration will be secured by 100% of the Capital District's police force amid widespread fears of violence. The Lula backers have expressed fear on social media of riots or attacks on Inauguration Day. I'm Joe Ramsey.